It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Vermont Victory Greenhouses and Gardener Supply. Hey there, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
Save me from my pruning mix-ups. What are the shrubs and trees that we should be pruning now?
Yes, we've had some beautiful spring flowering shrubs this year, starting with forsythias and the lilacs and now even the weigelas. So after they're done flowering, you've got about a 6-week window with most of these. So I'm talking about time up until probably early, maybe mid-July. After that, they're setting their flower buds for next year. So if you do any pruning in later in July, August, September, you're pruning off flowers that you might have next spring. How you prune them really depends upon what situation you have. Unfortunately, people fall in love with a lilac, for example, and put it somewhere where it'll eventually grow 10 feet tall and 8 feet wide, and it'll be in the driveway, in the walkway, by the window, all that. So if it's overgrown like a lilac or things like rhododendrons or weigelas, ninebarks, you can literally cut these way back and they will sprout out from the old growth and from the root growth and you'll get a new plant, but it will take a couple years to get to a nice size shrub that'll be flowering for you. For lilacs, what you can do is 3-year rotational pruning if it's overgrown. That means every year you take out a third of the stems, leaving the rest there to flower for you. By the end of the third year, you'll have reduced the size of the shrub, but all the suckers and new growth from the first year now will be old enough to flower. If you're just trying to cut it back a little bit, now is a good time to do that too. So you just cut back to a side branch or two buds with leaves on them. You can cut it back 6 inches, a foot or so. This is the time to do it, and do it properly. If you have some of those cascading shrubs, like the weigela I mentioned, you can take individual stems all the way back to the main part, the crown of the plant, and that way it'll keep its nice weeping shape. So do a little pruning, and I think it'll look really nice for next year.
All right. Here's a question, Charlie, from Lorraine. Lorraine writes, a friend just moved to Vermont from Pennsylvania, and there, bishop's weed is not a problem, but here it has invaded all her gardens. Why would it thrive here and not in Pennsylvania? Is it a difference in the soil, the weather, the snow cover? Any ideas for how to control it?
Well, gout weed or bishop's weed or agapodium is a very invasive weed, and it's actually native to Northern Europe, Asia, places like that where it's colder. So that might be one reason why it didn't really thrive in Pennsylvania, but it might really thrive in Vermont because we have cooler temperatures, more moisture, and more shade. All the things that the bishop's weed or the gout weed likes. If you're trying to control it, the best thing to do with this kind of weed that has an extensive root system is to keep mowing it down. Over and over and over through the summer, you'll eventually exhaust the roots. Then throw a black plastic tarp over the top of it and try to really smother it. Come next spring, when you pull the tarp off, you'll see a few of them popping up, but you probably have killed a lot of it. So you can control it. It just takes a lot of energy and time to do it. And it does love Vermont, just like we do.
Well, here's another question about some problematic grass from Claire. Claire writes, I found patches of stilt grass seedlings in my garden, and I'm wondering, what is the best way to get rid of that? I've read it's very invasive and hard to get rid of.
Yes, it is. And it's a relatively new weed that we have here in Vermont. It's really prevalent down in the mid-Atlantic states and in southern New England where it's warmer. It doesn't like cold weather. But with climate change and things changing, it's now popped up in southern counties like Windham and Bennington and even in Rutland. And that was research, I think, was done a couple of years ago. So it may even be up in the Champlain Valley by now. I'm not sure. Stilt grass grows kind of like a Japanese knotweed. It has these bamboo-like shoots that come up 1 to 3 feet tall. It spreads by underground roots, but it's an annual, so it's seeds. So the key to controlling it, of course, is to cut it down and keep cutting it down so it doesn't seed and doesn't spread its seeds around. It also roots from its stems. They will come in really quickly and really invasively that way. And it gets into lawns. Not an easy one to control. And hopefully, if you're up in the Northeast Kingdom and places like that, it has not reached you yet.
Okay, well, submit your questions to vermontpublic.org and listen back to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.